Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 165. Start off with a reminder that your story matters. It's the title of the episode. I got a little picture. If you've listened to the podcast, you notice like when you click, and it should be no matter where you're clicking, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're coming in from, the picture is usually the same. It's the Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself logo, the little orange looking pink. I'm not great with color names, but it's like that light orange logo if you've seen it before. Anyway, sometimes in episodes I will change that out with a picture if it's like really meaningful to the episode. This is one of those times. So if you've clicked, you might have seen a different picture. It's exactly what I'm going to talk about in this episode. It's the title of the episode, Your Story Matters. It's an incredible, gentle reminder. I use this. So it stems from an idea that came to me when I was in my classroom. Got my class of fifth graders teaching, and I felt like me and my students, we needed something to, I mean, I constantly go back to this idea that our legacy matters, our story matters, our we matter. And I tell my kids that, and I try to model that for myself as well. And I came up with this idea, and you can see it in the picture, and I'm going to explain it in this episode because I think, obviously, for kids, it's something that I want my students to remember and to continue to remember, but also kind of promote to their people, to themselves. And I think for adults as well, if you're an adult listening right now, while I was teaching this little mini lesson, if you will, this idea to my kids, my students, I was teaching myself. I was reminding myself, and it's something that has really stuck with me. So as you can see in the picture, there's three levels to this idea. Your story matters. It's broken into three words. You'll notice that your, Y-O-U-R, is spelled in green crayon. The middle story is spelled in blue crayon. The last word, matters, your story matters, is spelled in purple. It's done on purpose. It's also a visual representation at the top. The green crayon, if you notice, is completely intact. It's not broken at all. The blue crayon is broken in half. The purple crayon is broken into four pieces or fourths. Now, I told my students, and this is something I firmly believe in, sometimes we feel like the green crayon. And I'm not trying to break it down on a very, very low level to embarrass or be rude or I can't to, what's the word? When you're trying, I'm not trying to talk over anybody. This example just helps me, and I think that it's really a comparison that I've used a lot for myself, and I just want to pass it along. So anyways, the green crayon represents what those emotions where you feel completely, kind of like you're floating through life. Everything's going well. You feel super focused, locked in, happy, really happy, excited, loved. You feel like you're a part of a group or you feel like you belong. All those are feelings, and I don't label good and bad. Let me get that out ahead. I don't believe there's bad emotions. I think that there's strong. There's high energy. There's low energy. And there's pleasant and unpleasant. This is based on Mark Brackett is an author. He came up with this idea called the mood meter. It comes from this idea that we don't really label our emotions good and bad because there really is no such thing. We just live with different emotions at different times in our life. And sometimes you're feeling two emotions at the exact same time. So this idea of your story matters and the crayons and the representation of colors also works into this mood meter and how we feel our emotions and trying to really honor the emotions that are really misconceptualized as quote unquote bad emotions. And I also think sometimes I do this all the time, and I'm really working on, I have labeled like the happy, the focused, the belonging, the loved, all of those are good emotions, right? But what that happens is when I start to feel angry or frustrated or depressed or lonely or anxious or nervous or stressed or any of those that would be what we may know as bad emotions, if I'm feeling those, then I'm like, oh, got to get back to the good emotions because these are bad. I should not feel these. And there's like, even if you don't say that out loud, I would feel that pressure coming in from myself. So anyway, the green crayon represents all the emotions that are high pleasant, high energy, or low energy but high pleasantness, calm, belonging, all those things like rested. There's a bunch of different names that you could use, but green is when we're really locked in, we're focused, life is really good. Could your sentence be completely green? Your story matters and all green crayon? Absolutely. For the visual, it's broken down because right into that blue crayon. The blue crayon is broken in half. The blue crayon is when we feel a little bit, we still feel like ourselves, but we might be feeling sad or lonely or an emotion that's low pleasantness. What I love about this visual example is that the blue crayon is still contributing to the sentence. Your story matters. The blue crayon wrote story, and the blue crayon is able to write. And what I told my students, and what I'm trying to remind myself of, you can still write with a broken crayon, a blue crayon. You might have heard this example before. You can still write with a blue crayon that's broken in half. It's a lot harder to write than a green crayon. It just feels different on your hand. It's a lot harder to write the words, and it takes a little bit more patience and time, and it's frustrating. That, to me, in what I told my students and what I want to tell you right now, when you're writing with the blue crayon, that's those moments where it feels a little bit forced. It feels a little bit not as easy as writing with the green crayon because it's broken in half. Those are the emotions that you feel, and we try to honor. We got to honor those emotions because you can still show up. Writing with the crayons, to me, represents showing up for yourself. Can I show up for myself with the blue crayon? Absolutely. Does it look differently than with the green crayon? Yes, it does. Does that make me any worse that I'm showing up with the blue crayon split in half because I feel a certain emotion that's not focused good? No, it doesn't. And you can still write with the blue crayon. You can still show up for yourself. It just looks different. Which takes us into the last color of crayon, and that's purple. Purple contributes matters in the sentence, your story matters. Was I still able to write with the purple crayon? Yes. Was it challenging? Yeah, it really was. Because the purple crayon was broken into four parts, and I had to write with the very front part, and it was very small, and it took a little bit more time. It doesn't look as good, quote unquote good. It doesn't look as neat as the green crayon's part because it was harder to write.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Purple crayon to me represents when I'm feeling really alone, lonely, and I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling stressed, anxious, depressed, really overwhelmed, when life is just really challenging. That's the purple crayon to me. Can I show up for myself when I'm feeling like a purple crayon? 100% I can, and I do. Does it look a lot different than the green crayon? It sure does. Is it good or bad? No. But I want you to try to honor your feelings when you're feeling like a blue crayon or a purple crayon. The green crayon is, I'm not going to say life is easy, but if we're comparing here, the green crayon is the easiest to show up for. It's the moments where you feel completely fulfilled in life. You show up for yourself, and it feels maybe a lot easier than the purple and the blue. And what happens is, writing with the blue crayon that's broken in half, writing with the purple crayon that's broken into four pieces, is already hard. It's already going to take a little bit more patience, and it's harder than writing with the green crayon. So when we place that self-judgment, and I've done this all the time, I'm really working on it. When we place even more judgment on ourselves because we are feeling like a blue crayon or a purple crayon, and we don't honor it, but yet we judge it, how we're feeling, it makes it even harder to write. It's like putting it in your other hand, your non-dominant hand. So I'm just thinking about that right now. It's like put the purple crayon in your left hand if you're right-handed, or your right hand if you're left-handed. If you're ambidextrous, you're lucky duck. But if you're writing with your non-dominant hand with a completely shattered crayon, that is going to be really, really, really hard. But you look at the sentence, your story matters, three different colors, three different crayons to represent how we feel in different parts of our life. And even in a day, you could feel all three colors. You could feel all three colors multiple times. I just want us to remember a couple things. Your story does matter. How you show up for yourself matters. Showing up for yourself matters. When you're showing up as a blue crayon, whether it's for yourself or you're in a group or you're at your job or whatever it may be, if you're feeling like a blue or a purple crayon, just showing up is good enough, in my opinion. I always use this example because it's one that makes sense to me. After my breakup and after everything that I was feeling, when I got back home to my parents' place, I felt, as you can imagine, like a purple crayon every day. All day, every day, I felt like a purple crayon. Every once in a while, there'd be a flash of a blue crayon feeling. Maybe very rarely. I don't know if I ever had a green crayon feeling after the breakup. A lot of purple, almost all purple, and a little bit of blue. Now, showing up to me was getting out of bed, making my bed. Genuinely, every day, if I got out of bed, because it was very tempting to just lay in bed all day, not eat, I lost my appetite, I would lay in bed. I said, I have to get out of bed and then make my bed. Step by step, purple crayon, showing up for myself. That's what it looked like. Now, I'm in a much better place now. I feel like a green crayon most days. Every once in a while, I have a blue crayon. Purple crayon, of course, as well. But if I got out of my bed today and all I did was get out of my bed and make my bed, for me right now in this moment, this day in my life, these moments right now, that's not completely showing up for myself. Do I have days where getting out of bed is showing up for myself? Yes. But taking care of myself and showing up for myself and taking it easy on myself without judgment looks a little bit different now because I've healed some parts that were really hard for me. So if you're green crayon, blue crayon, purple crayon, if you're going in between, which you probably will, you don't deserve judgment. You actually deserve non-judgment, especially from yourself. And I hope that you remember that. I hope that you remember that your story matters, and it always will. You can write with all three colored crayons. It just looks and feels different, and that's okay. And I hope that you remember that. So feels great to be back recording. This is kind of me showing up as a purple crayon. Well, green crayon, I feel like today, but the last 4 weeks with no episodes was a purple crayon for sure. Just trying to commit to myself and take care of myself. And I know you have grace for that, and I know that you get it. So I hope that you are having an absolutely beautiful day as you're listening to this, wherever and however you're listening. I hope that you remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself, take care of your friends, call in on your friends, especially the ones that are, not especially is not the right word, but call up the people you love, text them, email them, however you do that, write them a letter. I don't know how you communicate with your friends in the most comfortable way, but reach out to the people you love. If you haven't talked to somebody in a while, it's much better to reach out and just see how they're doing. It doesn't even have to be a long conversation. Ask them how they're doing. Check in on them. And I hope that you are being checked in on as well. I appreciate and love each and every one of you. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for listening. We're coming up on 300,000 plays. And my brain and my heart cannot completely process that because I started this podcast at the end of 2023. It'll be 5 years, which that sentence alone doesn't freak me out, but it's crazy to me. Started it in 2018. As many of you know, we are coming up on 5 years, about four and a half right now. And it's just been a really beautiful thing for me. And I hope that you've gotten a lot of joy and insight out of this podcast. Take whatever you need. And I hope that I hope you see a little bit of love, a little bit of that green crayon soon if you haven't felt it in a little bit. So keep taking care of yourself. Reach out to the people that you love. Please remember that Black Lives Matter, and especially in these times right now, please remember that trans rights are human rights, and they deserve all the love and positivity and basic human decency and recognition that their existence is existence. And I hope that we continue to promote that because it's needed right now. So I love you very much, my friend, and I hope that you take care of yourself today in some way. Hope that you feel like a green crayon soon. I'll talk to you on the next one.